Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries, broadcasting and communication to the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And yes, I am Pastor J. Rouse. I just wish and want to bless you all this evening. I'm a little low in spirit because we're going to be doing a bit of a tribute at the beginning of the show for Sister Maya Angelou and her going home to be with the Lord. Amen. And if you don't know who she is, well, you need to climb out from under the rock and you need to take a look. And she's everywhere. Google her, whatever you need to do. She's a woman of great words, great wisdom, and great power just by the spoken word itself. Amen. And so we're going to make sure that we try and do her justice by doing a small tribute before we proceed with our regular show this evening. Amen. But today is May 28, 2014, and the day will be remembered. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. Well, we thank you, Father God, that you have given us life and that we're able to do all the things that we do, Father, that you have seen fit to allow us to rise up one more time. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we pray and we lift up Sister Maya Angelou's family and her friends. And, well, we pray for the world, Father God, because we know that people like this only come once in a lifetime. So, Father, we just thank you for this gift of wisdom, this gift of words. And we just thank you, Father, that you would see fit to allow us to have spent all this time with her and that she's resting well in the kingdom. Father God, we reach out and touch those who are sad and sorrowful, Father God, for grieving for her and for all the others who have gone on. Father, we ask for strength and encouragement. We ask for enlightenment and comfort as you have promised. Father, for those who are struggling and ailing with physical problems, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we claim healing. We restore joy. We restore peace. We restore and speak life into their bones, into their mind, and into their body, and into their spirit. Well, Father God, as we proceed, Father, we ask that you would bless our guest this evening as well, Sister Alicia Ann Whitfield, Father God, as she is one of these young who is being molded and brought forth, Father God. And so we look forward to it, Father, that you would allow, continue to grow. Use her, Father God. Fill her, Father God. Bless her and allow all good things to go according to thy will. But more importantly, Father God, we ask that you be ever present here with this show tonight. Father, use me, fill me, and mold me. But Father, have your way this night, and may it be pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise.
Song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
Yes, we're going to start our tribute to Maya Angelou. This is Alpha and Omega by Israel Anubi.
Give you all.
Amen. Amen. Now, if you don't know, today, Maya Angelou, who was born Margaret Ann Johnson, who was born April the 4th, 1928, passed on today, May 28, 2014. She was an African-American author and poet. She published 7 autobiographies, 3 books of essays, and several books of poetry, and is credited with a list of plays, movies, and television shows spanning more than 50 years. She received dozens of awards and over 30 honorary doctoral degrees. My word. Angelou is best known for her series of 7 autobiographies, which focus on her childhood and early adult experiences. The first, I Know, was the Caged Bird, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, from 1969. Now you have to understand, to be able to pen something and still have it go on this long as though it was new material is definitely a phenomenal thing, and you'll all understand that word in a moment. Now this particular passage, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, tells of her life up to the age of 17, and brought her international recognition and acclaim. She became a poet and writer after a series of occupations as a young adult, including a fry cook. Well, listen to this now, people. A prostitute, my word. Nightclub dancer and performer. Cast member of the opera Porgy and Bess. Coordinator of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Now, remember what I said, where we said from a prostitute to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Amen? Tell me that isn't God. And journalist in Egypt and Ghana during the days of decolonization. She was an actor, writer, director, and producer of plays, movies, and public television programs. Since 1982, she taught at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where she held the first Lifetime Reynolds Professorship of American Studies. She was active in the civil rights movement and worked alongside with people like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. Since the 1990s, she made around 80 appearances a year on the lecture circuit, something she continued into her 80s. In 1993, Angela recited her poem On the Pulse of Morning at President Bill Clinton's inauguration, the first poet to make an inaugural recitation since Robert Frost at John F. Kennedy's inauguration in 1961. With the publication of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, Angelou publicly discussed aspects of her personal life. She was respected as a spokesperson of Black people and women, and her works have been considered a defense of Black culture. Attempts have been made to ban her books from some U.S. libraries, but her works are widely used in schools and universities worldwide. Angelou's major works have been labeled as autobiographical fiction, but many critics have characterized them as autobiographies. She made a deliberate attempt to challenge the common structure of the autobiography by critiquing, changing, and expanding the genre. Her books center on themes such as racism, identity, family, and travel. Angelou is best known for her autobiographies, but she was also an established poet. Now, we won't read too much more, but it says, born as Marguerite Johnson, she was born in St. Louis, Missouri on April 4, 1928, the second child of Bailey Johnson, a doorman and Navy dietitian, and Vivian, formerly known Baxter Johnson, a nurse and card dealer. Wow, those go hand in hand. Angelou's older brother, Bailey Jr., nicknamed Marguerite Maya, derived from Mai or Maya's sister. When Angelou was three and her brother four, their parents, they basically ended the marriage. And the father sent them to Stamps, Arkansas, alone by train, to live with their paternal grandmother. Now, did you hear those ages? Three and four. Alone on a train to live with their paternal grandmother, Annie Henderson. In an astonishing exception to the harsh economics of African Americans of the time, Angelou's grandmother prospered financially during the Great Depression and World War II because of the general store she owned, sold needed basic commodities, and because she made wise and honest investments. 4 years later, the children's father came to Stamp without warning and returned them to their mother's care in St. Louis. At the age of eight, while living with her mother, Angelou was sexually abused and raped by her mother's boyfriend, a man named Freeman. She told her brother, who told the rest of the family. Freeman was found guilty, but was jailed for only 1 day. Mm. 4 days after his release, he was murdered, probably by Angelou's uncle. My word, I didn't read this. This is the history. Isn't that something? Then it goes on to say Angelou became mute. For almost 5 years, she could not speak, believing, as she stated, I thought my voice killed me and killed him. I killed that man because I told his name, and then I thought I would never speak again because my voice would kill anyone. My word, what a burden to put on a child. According to Marcia Ann Gillespie, and her colleagues who wrote a biography about Angelou, it was during this period of silence when Angelou developed her extraordinary memory, her love for books and literature, and her ability to listen and observe the world around her. Amen. So now let's start off our small tribute to Maya Angelou. This is A Place in Heaven by Soweto Gospel Choir.
Do I have a place in heaven where Jesus is a king? Do I have a place in heaven where Jesus is a king? Oh, my Lord.
I'll begin the reading of Maya Angelou's poem, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. The free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wings in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The cage bird sings with fearful trill on the things unknown but longed for still. And his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the cage bird sings of freedom. The free bird thinks of another breeze, and the trade winds soft through the sighing trees, and the fat worms waiting on a dawn-bright lawn, and he names the sky his own. But a cage bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare scream. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The cage bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the cage bird sings freedom.
Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. I think because
Amen. And we continue with our small tribute to a large legacy, the homegoing of Maya Angelou. And now I begin to read another one of her famous poems, Still I Rise. I'm getting choked up. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may tread me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides. Just like hopes springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise.
Always got from what you need, and you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama, you know I love you.
You know I love you. You know I love you.
Mama, ooh. Mama, you're the queen of my heart.
Amen. Before I read the last poem, I just wanted to share some of the things that we've put on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, on my author page, J. Wright Rouse, and some of the tributes that we've posted. And the one thing we posted for our tribute for tonight on the show were her words, "Perhaps travel cannot prevent bigotry, but by demonstrating that all peoples cry, laugh, eat, worry, and die, it can introduce the idea that if we try and understand each other, we may even become friends." She's something special, isn't she? And then I just want to turn over to the author page, J. Wright Rouse page. And this is very hard for me to do because she is one of the people I look to. She's partly why I do what I do. I grew up as a child doing public speaking and reading poems and things like that. And you start to realize when people like her with such class and grace and such dignity hold their heads up high. And when you read about the things she's gone through in her life, and that's why we understand, still she rises. Amen. And on my author page, I put, "My heart is heavy. A great woman of wisdom and words, one of my greatest mentors, has gone to see my Lord. I will always be grateful for all her wisdom, her womanly strength, and her calm, soothing way that moved mountains, made men quiet, seized anger, and made love flourish. Rest in peace, Mother Maya Angelou." And we posted a picture with one of her sayings, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Amen. And then we posted some more, and we're going to read a little bit about one of them we posted. But I just want, oh, I know where it is. It's on the Pastor J. Rouse page, because we posted certain things about her for each of our pages. So you definitely want to check it out. And I tell you, Facebook is a buzz and Twitter is a buzz with this phenomenal woman. Amen. Praise God. Where is it? Here it is. I put every word she ever wrote, ever said, and ever meant was always brought with peace, yet could stop wars and hatred. Power of the tongue, the power of the spoken word, holds in it life or death. Rest in peace, Sister Maya Angelou, Pastor J. Rowe. And we put her photo up with her quotation, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Amen. She's simple yet powerful. Amen. Just unbelievable. And I just got one more that we want to do. Then we're going to close out in a final poetry. And this I personally put this from my personal page. I'm lost for words and all choked up. The Lord has given and the Lord has taken. Her living was powerful and her dying shall not be in vain. We shall rise. And then I've got part of the quote, a phenomenal woman. And then I'll go back to our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications page and read what I've just posted. And you'll understand why I'm feeling very emotional, keeping it together by the grace of God. Amen. And I said, in tonight's tribute to Maya Angelou, I've had the honor and pleasure of doing the readings of three of my favorite Maya Angelou poems. Pray I did her justice. J. Wright Rouse, author. Hardest thing I've had to do on this show. Amen. Amen. All right, let's keep things moving. So we're going to do our last tribute, one of my favorites. And then we're going to take it out. And then we're going to be speaking with a wonderful, another young, phenomenal phenom that I'm sure keeps the legacy of us phenomenal women going. And her name is Alicia Ann Whitfield. And she'll be joining us shortly. But this is my tribute of the reading of Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, I ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heel, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care, 'cause I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me.
So you say you want a man that'll be there to the very end, never holding you up, kind of man that God can send. Someone that won't put pressure on you, regardless of what you've been through. The kind of man that can and will take care of you. Help me out. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you will find that God is love. Can you picture a love that never dies? It gets stronger, bringing tears of joy in your eyes. A love so strong, all you have to do is call his name. One touch from the hem of his garment and you'll never be the same. Oh no, love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. A man with great love and stability, showing no signs of hate or insecurity. A man who won't get bored or tired of you, remind you that his love is true, by whispering sweet nothings in your ear like you can do it, boo. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. Wouldn't it be nice if every man was this way? Even though you're so sad of weakness, he lets you know that it's okay. Wouldn't it be nice to put your trust in a man like this? When two are gathered together, there is in the mist. What kind of love is this? Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. God is love. When all hope is lost, he died for you and me. Yes, he paid the cost. God is love. When you're feeling down, God is love. Nobody's around, God is love. In sickness and in pain, God is love. Sunshine and rain. love. When you feel like nobody understands, you gotta love. And his love will take you to more love.
Love is patient.
More love. Everybody sang with me.
Love is patient, love is kind.
Everybody sang with me.
Love is a part of a lifetime.
Oh.
Amen. I hope you've enjoyed our brief tribute to a wonderful woman, Maya Angelou, and it was just amazing to even have the opportunity to read her work, and I just, again, pray I've made her proud. yeah, this is unbelievable. Well, I want to just touch base with you. If you need to contact us, and we'd love to hear your thoughts about Maya Angelou, some of the things that you recall, things that have touched you, things that have moved you, you can email us, RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com or PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, or you can connect with us on Twitter at Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. And we really want to hear from you. You can also check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook and see all of our tributes, our postings, and everything else. And you can message us if you've got a message that you want to share. My personal story is twofold. Shortly after I officially became an author and publisher, I had the opportunity. I was going through a lot of book signings and book tours and interviews, and there was a program that was in the U.S. that was doing certain things on anti-bullying and different things. And, you know, I have a book. J. Wright Rouse has a book called If I'm Important, You Are Too, and it's on anti-bullying. And so what's happened was I was supposed to be a guest on their show, and I was really, you know, checking them out and researching. I just had to get back to them to let them know when my schedule was free, because over a year ago, my schedule was ram-packed. And so I checked out the show, and it blew my mind that when I had spoke to them, the last guest that they had on their show was Maya Angelou. And I was blown away, because I thought, if they interviewed Maya Angelou and they consider interviewing me, I can't even begin to compare. I was in awe. I was in awe, and I still have to contact them because I think I got crazy busy and everything, but it just blew my mind. Ironically enough, we had sent a message about a month or so ago, well, maybe two, to Maya Angelou's people, because we were making arrangements to try and interview her here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. So we obviously can't get to interview her, but we're certainly glad that we could share her. All right. We're going to move along. Don't forget to check out the current events and international events and happenings on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. And we will do our birthday shout-out in a little while. But in the meantime, let's give a sample. You've already heard Alicia Ann Whitfield's song. If you were checked in to our Holy Week, and so we want to make sure that you know who it is. So we're going to play this song because I loved it, I loved it, I loved it, and it's so true. He is an awesome God. This is Alicia Ann, an awesome God.
Hey. I did joy. When I think about all he's done, how he sent his only son.
Amen. And that was Alicia Ann Whitfield. We seem to be having some problems reaching her. And so we're going to hang in there. If she's listening or if her management are listening, we can't seem to get through. In the meantime, we're going to do our birthday shout out. And we'll see if we can read some of our current happenings and international events around the world. Amen. Okay, so if you've had a birthday between now and last week, now I know some people. Today actually is a dear friend of mine, Ricky. He is having his birthday today, so happy birthday, Ricky. And my cousin, Yvonne, happy belated birthday. Her birthday was yesterday. And I had my friend Paula, I had another friend Sarah, had a birthday yesterday too, and I think I'm missing somebody. Somebody else I know. Oh, their sister Loy, hers was the day before that. There were tons of people. I tell you, there's lots of people with birthdays in May. And so it must be a wonderful time of the year because so many people celebrating their birthdays, and it's just amazing. Mine is coming up, people. Mine is next week. Come on now, and you'll get to celebrate with me right before my birthday. Amen. All right. So, but we also want to say to those who have graduated, who are starting new jobs, who've gotten promotions, whatever the case may be, we are proud of you and we're excited for you if you're celebrating an anniversary. Now, I read something the other day that I think the oldest person in the United States was celebrating her birthday, bless her heart, and I think she was 115 years old. Wow. Now, I always used to think this is a good thing, because, you know, you want longevity. And I tell you, when you see some of these, I've got to put it out there. I'm sorry, but there are certain people of color. I'm going to be very modest in how I put it out there. We tend not to show our age. So no matter how old we look, because I can tell you, I had a grandmother who lived to, like, I think she was 106 and a half, and most people would have thought she was an 80-year-old woman. You know, when they get to a certain age, they just don't seem to change. They just seem to stay where they are. Amen. So God is good with us and aging, praise God. And so this 115-year-old woman that I saw in the media, social media, she looked like she was about 75, 80 years old. Amen? So this is good. Amen. So God has given her longevity, given her wisdom, and she still has her wits about her. Bless her heart. So happy, happy, happy special birthday to her. If I've missed your birthday, please forgive me. Shout outs to everybody, because we want to be grateful. And I tell you, Maya Angelou is a reminder that, you know, on that great getting up morning, you might not get up. Amen. And so you have to be prepared. But when you do, and the sun shines and rises above, and you open your eyes, you need to at least find the joy in that. Amen. Praise God. So this is for all the birthday folks.
Everybody pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Hey, happy party day. Hey, who day? Are they? Who day? Happy, 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 happy time. Everybody must be the end. Come with a baby, come with a friend. This time, party no need to pretend. See, are they? Happy party go day. My brother chop some chicken, some cheese, and pepper soup. You go drink better, you go kaput. Everybody sing, say, you got them, they low, low. When you see them, they throw it, throw it. You go sing, you go like, you go run. You go, they want to know where they come from. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's a happy birthday. It's a money birthday.
everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there, yeah.
It's a happy birthday, everybody there.
Don't switch up, baby, I'm no hunting. Everybody make you jolly, they go. Jolly like say, let's go tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 pure. Everybody make you hip, hop, pure.
My mama, yeah, yeah. My mama, yeah, yeah.
You make a time, yeah,
yeah. Every party, party day,
yeah. It's a happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy birthday, just buckle up your shoes and come here. It's a happy birthday. Suddenly, all the ladies are calling me, see. It be like when you enter the place, everybody don't begin to the class, see. Because you hear bumper to bumper, some people change that to fender to bumper.
You just see danger, eh. For this party, no danger, eh.
Everybody, just begin to the jolly, just because I don't hear yori, some money. It be like say you want to go this thing, say.
Give me big deal. For this party, I swear no big deal.
Give me big deal.
For this party, no big deal.
Happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy great day, my brother.
Amen. Happy, happy, happy birthday. And may the Lord continue to bless you, to keep you, and prosper you. Amen. Now we're going to take a quick look over at our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook so we can check out some of the international happenings. There's lots going on this weekend. We were going to be discussing film and music festivals. Just so you know, I, Pastor Jay Rouse, and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting on June the 14th, I got to make sure I have that date correct, we'll be covering the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards in Toronto. Amen. We're hoping that we've got some interviews lined up for some of the people June the 4th, which, ironically enough, the June 11th edition of the Pastor J. Rouse Show also has two people who are very much involved with the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards, and basically should be nominees, and that is Jermaine Cowan. You all know my buddy Jermaine. He's a regular on our show, and he is having a release, and so there's a dual release, a digital release, because he and his buddy, CDH, Craig Doyle Henry, a.k.a. CDH, are going to be doing their release together at the Gospel Cafe, okay? All right, so I just want to make sure that we're aware. So we're going to be covering that, and then the week following the awards. We will also have some follow-up information. We will have some interviews and stuff like that. Okay, so now we wanted you guys to know. Now, we were told by some of the people who have put this together that this week is the last week. You only have days. So this week is the last week that you can submit your music for nomination for an award. So you want to go to www, and the acronym, it is CCGM Awards. Yes, I believe that's right, because this is an acronym for Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music. So it's CCGMAwards.ca, okay? And you need to submit your, there's an email on the page. You need to send your stuff off to them to make sure you get it into them so they can consider it for nomination for the various groups of awards. Okay, now, June 29th, there's going to be the Durham Caribbean Festival as well. We're going to try and get in touch with some of those people and get some more information. It's going to be like a mini Caribana or carnival or festival or crop over, or depending on where you are, you will understand the costumes, the music, and the food. My, here we go, the food. So we will definitely get in touch with them, bring you some information, and get more particulars and details about that. Okay? Now, I just got a couple more things. All right. So, May 31st, that's this weekend, in Barbados, St. Michael, at Colomer Rock, okay? Keep in mind, there's a fish fry going on between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m., okay? Adults are $20, children $10. There's going to be music, games, and a whole lot more. Now, I'm sorry, but if you know anything about a Bajan fish fry, let's just say Bajan fish fries are phenomenal and worldwide internationally known, because everybody knows of Oystins. They may not know parts of Barbados. They may not know important parts of Barbados, but everybody who's a tourist goes to Oystins. And you've got fish galore. But these guys are having a fish fry, and it's the Vessels of Honor Dance Ministry. Amen. And it's the Church of the Nazarene in Colomer Rock in St. Michael. And I'm going to say a shout-out to my family in St. Michael. Amen. Love you and miss you. Praise God. All right, moving along. Yes, so Sunday, June the 22nd, the hottest album listening party ever at the Gospel Cafe. They said, don't miss it. These guys are awesome. I can't wait to have them on this show. It's going to be live and direct. And the music is going to be off the chain, from R&B, reggae, to hip-hop. And CDH is also a spoken word artist, too. So it's going to be awesome. And they're just full of energy, the two of them. Amen. All right, so they're going to, they're having a dual digital album release. Tower House Music Group presents Template and the pre-show listening party at the Gospel Cafe in Mississauga on June the 22nd. But you don't want to miss the week before that, on the 11th of June, here live on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, will be Jermaine Cowan and CDH. I am excited. Amen. There's a couple more things happening. I'm just trying to pull a couple out before we put on some more of this wonderful Alicia Ann Whitfield music. And yes, we've found out, we know where she is. Okay, I'm trying to think. Yep, check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Fridays, the Gospel Cafe is busy. They've got something called Movement Fridays. I definitely have to check this out. I'm excited. It's music by DJ Jerome, DJ G2G, and DJ Essence. Free before 9 p.m. Admission is $5. Did you hear me? $5. And listen to this. $12 for a meal and entry. So you can get a meal and get your entry paid. in the VIP section. Come on now. That is awesome. I've got to check it out one of these Fridays. Dance to the Best in Gospel Soca, R&B, Reggae, House, and Worship. Amen. God's people know how to dance. Let me tell you, because it's biblical, because we know we have someone in the Bible dance. If you know who in the Bible dance, you need to email me at RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com and PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. You never know. You might win something. Amen. All right, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that's coming up immediately that we need to let. Oh, yes. Okay. Melody of Deception will be at the House of Praise Tabernacle this weekend in Toronto. We know that our Dr. Elaine has got her stuff moving, and she's grooving with her plays. And this is her most recent play that she wrote. And it's got some big stars in there. And you'd also recognize Londa Lamont, bless her heart. So you want to check that out at 800 Arrow Road, 7:30 p.m. That's Saturday, this Saturday, okay? I'm just scanning through what's coming up. Okay, if you're in Hotlanta, yes, I said Hotlanta. If you're in the Atlanta GA region, June the 5th to June the 8th, my girl Diane Johnson is going to be doing her Desperate Church Wives one-woman act play at the Atlanta Fringe Festival. So go and check her out. There's all the details. I'm going to give you the number for the Fringe Hotline. It's 678-281-1816. Again, it's 678-281-1816. 1-6. She's a Canadian Comedian Award nominee, Critics Pick, Funny Solo Show. She's got all kinds of awards. She's just awesome. And it's going to be at the Highland Inn Ballroom at 644 North Highland Avenue. And their times, June the 5th, 6:30. That's next week, guys. Friday, June 6th at 9:30 p.m. Saturday, June 7th, 3:30 and 11 p.m. And Sunday the 8th at 6:30 p.m. And we're going to wish traveling mercies to our girl, Diane Johnstone. The comedian Dan Taylor, who was on our show recently, he has his show taking place in Edmonton, Alberta. Don't forget to check him out. Amen. At Comedy Etc. All right, I'm wondering if I forgot anybody. There's a lot more stuff. I'm just going through some of the quick stuff. We've got a bunch of stuff happening in the UK. There's a gospel explosion happening this weekend in Birmingham and London region. It says, Bonjour, Paris meets the UK. Amen. It's a weekender trip, a weekend away. So it leaves Birmingham and London, and they spend the weekend over in Paris. Oh, I've just got to do this. Okay. I'll have to get in touch with them and see when they're going to do it again. Amen. All right. So let's get my girl ready, and I'm just going to get some stuff and see if we can get her on the show.
What are you? To cater to you, your spirit, and what your spirit needs at the moment.
Man, I'm so excited, you guys. Moments is finally done, and you guys are going to hear it. Ah! Man, I pray this album would encourage you guys to remember that God is in every moment. No matter how hard or how easy the moment may be at the moment, it is only temporary, but the only thing that is constant, constantly there, is God. So yeah, we have an awesome God. I mean, what more can I say? We have an awesome God. He's so good.
Yeah, yeah. my juice, my motivation. And every moment we began, and every moment we began, and every moment your hands made it overcome the hurdle in time. I thought life was over, my mind had no clue, had no clue. In those times, you show greater than the storm raging through, the storm raging through. Oh, oh, oh.
That moment, oh, this moment,
they won't pass, oh, oh yes they will.
I think there was some problems with a phone or some technical problems she was having. And now we're still having problems getting her. She's around. And we just somehow don't seem, I don't know if her phone is still not working right or something's not right. But as you can tell, her music is amazing. Now, I compare her to, how did I refer to her? As the gospel version of Rihanna. Her song and her sound, she sounds just like her, which I hope she'll take as a compliment, because I remember young Rihanna when she first started in the industry, and it was really, really good, and the stuff was amazing. Amen. And so that was the old Rihanna, not the Rihanna. Problems, issues, amen. But we're going to keep going. We're going to continue to play some of her music, and I want to give you a little bit of background about this wonderful songbird. Okay, here we go. And we're going to play some more of her music, too. Beautiful stuff. Now, it says Alicia Ann is from Rock Island, Illinois. All you people out in Illinois, this girl is yours, amen. Praise God. All right, so let's see what else. Now, it says she found her love for Jesus and music. She grew up in the church, and her mother, and I'm going to give her a shout-out to her mom, Sylvia Cooper, always made sure she was involved in activities in and outside the church. At a young age, she would participate in outreaches with her mom by singing and playing music for people. Now, Alicia was a worship leader, okay? Another shout-out to the House of Prayer in New Orleans. And she was the worship leader for many years. And she played keyboard. And if they needed, she would also play drums and guitar. So we know she's very talented and very gifted. And, well, you can hear the music. The music is awesome. She also has led worship for Fresh Start Faith Center in Davenport, Iowa, and Youth Hope in Moline, I think I'm saying that, and Rock Island, Illinois. Wow, wow, wow. Alicia has sung at numerous churches, musicals, concerts, and outreaches. She just recently, and we just played this song, Moment, is her single, which the album is named after. Alicia wants her music to be able to transcend all genres, personalities, and perspectives. She wants her music to connect with people on a spiritual level because only by the Holy Spirit can an everlasting change exist. Amen. I don't know. I'm really impressed. She's a beautiful girl. We're going to post a picture of her, too, and make sure you guys get to tap into some of her stuff. We're going to post some links as well to her pages and see what we can do. We want to give a shout-out to her manager, Hef, as well. Amen. This is another Alicia Ann Whitfield song called Into Yours, another beautiful song.
Take me into your throne room, a place for only love. Take me into your heart.
some more Alicia Ann Whitfield. You're not going to believe who got her phone sorted. And we finally got her on the phone, praise God. So let me just click on her microphone, make sure she's still there. Alicia Ann?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Welcome to the Pastor J. Rao Show. We almost didn't get you. What happened?
Thank you. I'm excited. I don't know. Something told me to say, restart. Restart the phone. And so that's what I did. And it started working.
Amen. Amen. Nothing but the power of the
Thank
Lord.
God.
He will recharge you when you think everything's lost. Amen.
Amen.
So we
Amen.
Read your bio, we read some information, we've listened to your song, and you already know that I'm addicted to Awesome God. I just love this song. And so we got some more of your
stuff.
Oh,
that's amazing.
And they're all just amazing. And the one thing, it's funny, because we did the interview and the coverage of Tess San Chin's tour last weekend, and that was
mm-hmm.
our show last Wednesday, along with 7 years, which was very appropriate, because all three of you have different styles. So you guys can sing rock, you can sing R&B, you can sing ballad, you guys can play funky, you could do it all. And I've noticed, like, you've got this song called Vent, and it's got, like, this harsh kind of rock heavy beat on it. So
right.
What would you say is more of your favorite style of singing, if you could pick one?
Acoustic soul, more laid back,
okay.
where I can just take
it's
my
got
time
kind of that,
and people can hear the lyrics.
That jazzy kind of soulful feeling. I get you. We have another girl that we used to have, and she's got a song coming out soon because we had her at Christmas time, and she had this beautiful song, and she's kind of like that soulful kind of singer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because you can – you feel the music, but you feel the spirit. And it's different because you don't get
right.
a lot of gospel music sounding like the stuff that you're putting out there. So I kind of call you guys crossover music. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
it does. Makes a lot of sense.
Because when people hear it, they're not thinking, oh, she a church girl. This is just like gospel stuff. No, it doesn't sound like that. And so this is what I call crossover music because, you know, Kirk Franklin had the crossover. He had to come up with songs that not just church folk liked, but everybody else.
Right.
And then that's how they started to actually know Kirk Franklin. I mean, and, you know, it takes some time, but it takes a special gift because I don't think everybody can do that. I cannot see Yolanda Adams singing crossover music.
Yeah, that might be a little weird. If she tries, it'd still probably be amazing. But,
yeah, Kim Burrell and all these big singers, like, they are ultimate gospel singers. But I just can't see them doing a nice, easy groove tune to get them in the crossover section.
Right.
So,
I agree.
You know,
I
God
agree.
Has gifted each one of us. And so he's obviously put you in a special category. Amen?
Amen. I receive it.
So now you sing and you play instruments. Now, did you take any kind of vocal teaching or is just a God-given gift that you've just shaped over the years?
No vocal teaching, just learned in church. I eventually want to. Like, I'm trying to look for a teacher right now that be willing to teach me and, you know, be more technical. But I do get tired. So I'm trying to be more technical and more trained.
Stuff like that. You don't need a lot of training. You're there, so you just put a bit more power. But you're good. I mean, trust me, your untrained voice is phenomenal. How's that? So,
that's amazing.
You're doing awesome. And you have an ear for singing, and this is good because you've got that pitch. You've got the perfect pitch that you can hear the music, and you're not flat. You're not sharp, you're right on. Amen?
Amen.
But I'm also wondering if that also comes from being an instrumentalist, because you play keyboards, drums, and guitar?
Yeah. I play keyboard, drums, and guitar. And I just learned
when someone didn't know how to play it in church, let's say I was at like a college church, and most of the time they're
right.
only there for, you know, during school, and then they'll go back home. So when we didn't
right.
have a keyboardist, I would pick up keyboard for the time being. When we didn't have a drummer,
right.
I would, you know, keep the tempo for the time being. When we didn't have a guitarist, I would pick it up, and, you know, I was able to, you know, expand on being the extra hand, as you can say, since
right.
I lived in the area. So that's how I picked up those instruments. I still have a lot to learn, but I'm enjoying the journey of, you know, learning and seeing what God can do through me if I'm just willing
Amen.
To do it. So I'm very excited.
But I think that's
excited.
Where the hearing comes in, because you said you pick it up. It's not like somebody teaches you, so you actually play by ear.
Yeah, and YouTube searches, YouTube tutorials taught me how to play mostly
yeah.
everything I know how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's good, and that's why your singing is right on there, because of the perfect pitch, because you can hear it, because you've got the ear for it. Now,
mm-hmm.
your songs, who wrote your songs?
I did.
You wrote all of them?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you do the lyrics as well, or do you just do the music?
The lyrics, and I have an idea for the music, so I may
mm-hmm.
play one instrument, and then I'll get, like, another musician to
help pick it up.
To join
mm-hmm.
in. Yeah.
Well, but that's just
yep.
the production of it, because basically you have an idea where you want to go with the song, and then they just
mm-hmm.
help build on it. Yeah. Yeah,
right.
That's the stage I'm at. I've got all kinds of songs, and I can play them on the keyboard. I need the additional musicians to build on it. But
yeah.
they're beautiful songs, and the words are very
Thank
deep
you.
And powerful. Now, on this album, Moment, what would you
mm-hmm.
say is maybe your favorite or your favorite?
It basically depends on where I'm at right now. I would say right now my favorite would be Now or Never, because I'm going for it. I'm fighting for what God has for me. So that would be my favorite song to get me, like, in the mood, or when I have to, like, go after something. I'm scared, I'm nervous, and I don't know about
That's
it, but I know God
worship
said.
Song. That's your praise
yeah.
and worship song. That gets you moving. Now
yeah.
or never. Well, you know what? We're going to take a few minutes. If you want to stay on the line with us, and we're going to let everyone hear Now or Never by Alicia Ann Whitfield, and we'll be right back.
Uh-oh. All right.
Changed forever.
Amen. And we're live on air on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and we have Alicia Ann Whitfield still with us. Amen.
Amen. I'm here. I'm excited.
Go for it, you said. Go for it. Amen. Go for it. If it's for you, go for it. Amen. And that's
right.
What you decided to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
exactly.
Let nothing stand in your way. My. Now, do you know earlier we actually, see, God has a reason for everything, because we did a tribute before you came on the show of Maya Angelou, the poet and the author, because she passed away today. And I think people like you are why she did what she did.
Wow.
And, you know, she wrote, she shared, and she opened up. And she allowed women, especially women of color, to be able to open up and share their thoughts and their words. And I think now we've got so much power in our words that we can write words. Amen?
Right. I totally
agree. And you've
put
them to song.
Totally agree.
Yeah. You've put them to song, and you get to share. And they're beautiful songs. We're going to continue to play. Is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to or any last words you want to say before we wrap up our show?
Give a shout-out to my mama.
She's always a blessing. Amen. Hey, mama.
Amen. Amen. And just everybody that helped me out on the project. Coming from an area where I don't know many people, and I didn't really have many resources, and God just threw people in my life to want to help me.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage anybody who's at the beginning of their journey that it doesn't matter
their
what you have or where you are. Right. Just go for it. Just go for it, because I guarantee you are equipped already. God has already equipped you. So go after it.
My. Girl, I posted something, was it last Sunday? Let me see if I can find it on our, was it the Pastor J. Rouse page? One of these pages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can find it, because you just said something. It was confirmation, and you know you got to look for those confirmations.
All right.
And I'm trying to see if I can find it, because you just blew that out the water, girl. And I'm trying to see if I can find it. Come on now. I'm scrolling real fast here. Oh, it's going to take too long. No, we're getting there. But it talks about opportunity. And it says something that you don't think you're qualified to do or you're not qualified to do, you should still take the opportunity. And sometimes God doesn't always qualify. Oh, come on. I'm trying to see if I can find it. I don't want to quote myself wrong.
I think you can preach without it, though.
Well, you know I could. You know I could. I'm just trying to see what page did I put that on. Oh, I'm so upset with myself. Let me see if I can find it on my page. I got too many pages. Amen. Praise God. But it's important, because we always realize, I said that if he knew us before we were in the room, he had already preordained not only who we were going to be, but what we could do.
Right.
And so he already knew what we were going to be capable of, and all he was doing was, while we were cooking in the oven, is basically just preparing us. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And so that I think that's so the thing. True. Oh, here it is. It was Richard Branson, one of the richest men in England, and he says, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity, you're not sure you can do it, say yes. Then learn how to do it later.
Mm-hmm.
And I added, God does not always send the qualified, but most times than not, he sends those he qualified. Why?
Right.
If God knew you before you were in the womb, he knew all you were capable and able to do. He was preparing you and training you.
Amen.
And then it says, Your seal of approval says, God's apprentice, obedient and fully trained by God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
That's ministering to my spirit.
Well, and there you go. Well, you said the same thing, but you did it so simple and in such a beautiful way. You just said, go for it. Amen.
Just go for it.
Go for it. So what's next for Alicia Ann?
What's next? Hopefully I can be a songwriter for, you know, some other artists and come out with a full album, hopefully next year. Started working on that. And, what's next? Whatever God has for me. I just want to be obedient. I want to be led by His Spirit and, go for it.
Now,
keep coming
I've
up for me to go
Ohio.
For it because...
You've been to a lot of different cities and a lot of states, and you're going to be going home to a couple of those because I guess at the end of May, you're going to be in Iowa?
No, I live in Illinois. Well, it's a city on Illinois in Iowa, so I can go across the river
Davenport?
And be in Iowa. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to be in Davenport at the end. Because they all, we also read about Fresh Start Faith Center. And then you're going to New York in June. The 13th, 14th, and 15th, she'll be in June. And in July, she's going officially to Hotlanta. July 11th to the 13th. So you're going to be moving around.
Yeah, I'm going to be trying to move around, trying to encourage some people. So I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Amen. Well, I enjoy it. I enjoy it very much. And I know that God is going to use you and continue to shape you. And you just continue to trust and believe. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And
I will
you continue
do.
To keep us posted on what you're doing, where you're going to be, so we can promote it and let people know about it. And we just want to thank you so much. We're going to continue to keep yourself in rotation. And continue to enjoy it. And the Lord guide you, strengthen you, encourage you, and bless you. And when the obstacle comes, you would look at them, just pause, and know that God is on the job. Amen?
Amen. I receive it. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you.
Oh, it was a joy and pleasure. Everybody, that was Alicia Ann Whitfield. Before we go, we're going to hear her song. I've got one more I want to play. I Hear My Name, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
When you hear your name called, don't hesitate at all. Just respond with a servant's heart and follow His lead wherever His step may be. It may seem like it's too much, and I'm sure it's rough to the touch. But remember, He's the potter, so just be the clay and allow Him to mold and shape.
I hear my name,
oh Lord,
so clear, so soft,
oh Lord,
as a whisper.
Oh, yeah.
yes, it may be scary. More nerve than courage, barely. But with the word renew your mind, and surely power, love, and a sound mind will replace the fear inside. There's no place I'd rather be. In His will, more than happy. Pleasing my Father by simply being obedient, obedient.
Joining us this evening, and we continue to lift her up in prayer, and we will follow her. We've posted her upcoming tours, cities, and we'll be putting some links on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page so you can check out where to find her music and to follow along and see where she goes and what she's doing. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful young lady. So we know that God is going to continue to bless her. Amen. We want to thank everybody for joining us again one more week. And today was a hard show because it was very, very, very hard to deal with one of my ultimate mentors, Maya Angelou. But, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. And we were blessed to have her as long as we did because some of the most powerful people in this world have been taken away from us a lot sooner than we would have liked. But we thank God, and you know what? She was barely gone for a few hours, and her words were spread around the world even more than when she was alive. So we know this is a legacy that would last. I was just honored again to be able to read such beautiful poetry, and growing up and being so inspired in my own writing to be able to share her words with you. Phenomenal woman, phenomenally, that's me. Amen. And remember, as her poem says, still I rise. It doesn't matter what comes your way. It doesn't matter how anybody treats you or how anybody talks about you. You still will rise. But you have to choose to rise. And, well, I'm going to tell you before I leave, doesn't matter what anyone says, because Jesus loves you, and so do we. God be with you till we meet again. We're going to close out with Detroit Mass Choir. We worship you, and we will touch base with you next Wednesday. And we just want to say, be safe, be sure, and be sweet. This is Pastor J. Rouse signing out on the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications.
With outstretched hand, my mouth will not break with words of thanks. I used to start each day, Lord, I know that I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me. You hung your head, you bled and died just to save a wretch like me. So I give my heart, you can use it as you please. And as long as I live, I'm gonna praise you. Oh, I'm gonna praise you. Never, never. My head bowed low, down.
and none of our souls got